First and Father, I want to thank you so much for your goodness, your love, and your mercy toward us. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for your Son, King Jesus, who willingly gave his life for us, that we may have it. We pray, Heavenly Father, thank you for all of the participants here this morning, everyone that's able to be here. We pray that you be with each and every one of us as we study another portion of your word. We thank you so much for your teacher, Charlie Byrne, that you will continue to bless him and bless his wife and bless his family. Thank you so much for him and all that he's trying to do in living your word and teaching from Genesis. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we'll learn more of your purpose, learn more perfect your way and your will. Forgive us all many sins and shortcomings. Strengthen us for real weak. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, again for your Son, King Jesus. This is our prayer we ask you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. First of all, if anybody happened to send this to me, it's a class about the study of one of them, of Genesis, in Palomar. Did anybody send this to me? He came to went out in church and made care of them. I checked into it. It's probably, I'm going to go. I don't know who sent it to me. Maybe somebody said, that guy's teaching Genesis so poorly, I don't have to go to this.
No.
But, no. I'm going to pass these around if you want to take one of them. I've got one in the home. And then you might have to share them. I think maybe other of them, if you wanted to look into it. A deeper study of Genesis and imagine a room on what I'm teaching. I'm going to go. It's Friday night, and it's two lessons on Friday night, and almost all day on Saturday. And then it's dealing a lot with the human body and the creation and birthing with the miracle of pregnancy and those sorts of things. Some of the topics I put in my mind. So look at that. And I don't necessarily go to Horsey because I haven't been there. So if you come down there and say, why the Lord did send us to that? Somebody said that to me. So I'm going to blame on them. I don't know. I'm going to go. It looks like it's an issue. Okay. I want to remember, I want to pause, take a deep breath. I need to. Take a deep breath, think about some things we said at the beginning. First of all, we're going to talk about, in Romans it says, thank you before time, we're written for
our learning.
Our learning, okay? And he's talking about the Old Testament scriptures, right? And it's good for those Christians, that time it's good for us to be learning with some of this.
Amen.
Now, I want to ask you. I'm going to ask you with that. By the way, my wife bought me something that I've got to use, but she's going to ask me about you. She bought me this, and I've already tried to use this one. And I'm not real good with that one. I may not be real good with this one. Tell her it didn't work.
Find the other way around.
Who did that? I should have paid for it. Okay, here we go. This study is not so much. Now, I thought about two more things besides this.
Yeah, but it's blinking. And that's all.
That's all.
It's blinking. Just
tell her I used it. That's all you might tell her was fake, right? My finger works every time I play. Okay, this study is not so much about geography. Now, here's some things this study is not so much about. It's a little bit about geography.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're not a little interested in so much in memorizing the maps that I just passed out through your radio maps. In geography, you might get those things straight and remind as much as you can, but it's not what this study is about. This study is not about geography. It's not about genealogy. I'd like to know. I would like to know who's dad, who's Abraham's dad, and who's great granddad, and who's, that line. Those are kind of the curiosity things, and that particular lineage is important to us because it brings the seed, the promised seed to us.
Amen.
Right? But the other genealogies, and I'm susceptible to this. You can start reading names and say, oh, I wonder if that's the same one that back over there. You can get sidetracked, and that's not what we want to do. Genealogies are important. We're going to look into the genealogies chart. here, in fact, that's when we first came out there. But that's not what we're committing to memory necessarily. Chronology. What I mean by chronology is the sequence of events that we're studying. That's important to some degree, especially, but it's not what we're all about. We don't want to be at the end of this class be able to say, I know exactly on the map where Abraham was, I know who exactly his dad was, I know what time he left Haran, and I know what time he left Egypt. Important, but not what we're at. Okay? We're talking about what we're not at. Geopolitical events. That came, my son gave me that one. He said, there's some geopolitical events in there. Okay, I'll put that up there. Maybe some of these folks will know what we're talking about. But it's the things going on in, you know, Egypt was in trouble here, geopolitical, you know, other political parties were in control. I just, yeah, let's look back down that. Okay. I thought of two more things on the way here. There's something called ethnology, and I had to look up that word. It means the study of words, their origin. I am so susceptible to that. If I see a word, particularly one that looks like Hebrew, or the word Hebrew word that I know, or an Arabic word that I know, I stop there. And yeah. I try to figure out, where did that word come from? Why is it, what is it associated with it? Okay. You've got time on your hands, that's good. Let's go through that. What was the other name? Well, not important. That point made, there's a little more thing came to my mind, and maybe it'll come back later. No, it's different. What this study is about. What this study is about. Okay. Another deep breath. Marcia didn't drink three cups of coffee today. I'm going too fast. I would like her to play one. She's not here, so I can do that. Okay. This study is about events and actions related to our examples for learning. And Romans, yep, it's for our learning. Lecture of the fourth time. It's about Abraham and Sarah and others. Their human characteristics. There's some human characteristics I think that are important in here. And there's some actions of unfaith. Maybe not a term, but it's some unfaith actions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You make yourself into some things that Abraham did already? Who's your faith, Abraham? Who am I to say that to the father of the faithful, right? Okay, but there are some unfaith things that we would consider, just on at least on the surface, as being unfaith. And then there's some actions of faith. And that's what we're particularly interested in, the man who's called the father. Faithful, God, those sorts of things. And so we want to pay close attention to the good things he did and realize that he was human. He was human. Nice. So he had the abilities that we have, and he maybe not some of the same ones, but maybe not the same ones that maybe are a stumbling block to many in particular, or to you in particular. But we can learn from that account of others. And then we're going to look at God's actions that this demonstrate his grace. So, the book is really about two things. Abraham's faith, God's grace. You've got to throw in there, though, between those two, between faith and grace, is the thing of God. Let's call it sin. Let's call it sin. Let's look for a short moment. You feel better about saying Abraham. But we all sin come short of the glory of God, so in that sense he was. But it's those events where he failed to measure up to what he
wanted. He failed
to measure up to what God was expecting. That we need grace. Grace is not needed when you're doing everything God wants you to do. We're going to continue everything God wants us to do on a regular and continuous basis without asking us to do something. I tried it one time. I tried it. I said, okay, this week, I think it's Wednesday. This Wednesday at 9 o'clock p.m., I'm going to start living a life that's exemplary in every way. You know how long I think? Yeah, the next morning, I think I went to bed early. Oh, that was it. The next morning, I got up and said, you know, hey, what's wrong before I know? This is not about what God wants me to do. And I thought, I'm thinking about doing it. I'm wasting time doing it. Okay. We all need God's grace. So this book is about Abraham's faith. Abraham and Sarah, who were the and his grace, God's grace. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. But we got to look at the readings, and I hope you were able to do the readings, and so I'm sure most of us have read chapter 12 and 25 many times. because I told you in the past, I read it every time I read it, there gets some more stuff out of my mind. I'm glad to hear it. I'm hoping I can read it. Yeah, well, we're going to go through the highlights of that reading today. We're going to have to go very quick in order to cover the highlights, because I want us to get through some discussion. Okay? All right. Here's that genealogy I was talking to you about. I don't think there's much controversy on this slide, but you get any more of this, you're probably going to get into some controversy. Noah, Shem, Ham, and Jacob. That's the way I usually say them. And Jacob had 7 sons, listed here. Shem had 5 sons, and do we know for sure that it's all the sons they had? It's definitely one of the 5 women. Two of them, yeah. Let's go say it's one of the 5 women. And then here, the sons of Ham, Cush, and the Lost Pilgrim. That's the closest thing to lockdown we can have. There is another one in the line. See, this line, this yellow line here, is the line of Christ. Mark back said, Hebrew. Where did the word Hebrew come from? Hebrews. If we really pronounce it, Hebrew. I bet you if you look at, and I have to look, the Hebrew language, that's spelled not with an H. I'm not sure what that is. Okay, but it's Hebrew. The Hebrews took their name from this son of Arphaxad. And then Terah, of course, is an important player in what we're looking at today, and Abraham himself. And that's the genealogy for today. That's an arrow going there. Now, reading, please read this for us and as best as you can without the. If you see the fat words, you skip over.
Meanwhile, the move from Ur began under the family leadership of Abram's brother Haran, who had the same name as the city, and that would become the first stop. The father of Lot died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity, Ur of the Chaldeans.
Okay, so that makes a situation where someone needs to take care of Lot, no, of his dad.
The family, including Abram, remained under Terah's leadership in Haran until he died there.
In Haran.
While Abram was still in Haran, the Lord commanded him to get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you.
And the next slide shows the general route of Abram's travel. Okay, and you don't have this in your hand now, but you've got the following slide to come back there. Of course, it's hard to hear of the Chaldees. Chaldees meaning land. Same as Mesopotamia, the land between the rivers, the Euphrates River here, the Tigris River on the north, and this is the exact route. This green arrow is before God called him. See, they traveled up north, passing Babylon, up into maybe they're stopping Babylon for watery courses, they continued on to Haran. I'm not sure how long they stayed in Babylon, but they did end up in Haran. Okay, that's their first major stop. And then they came on down through Damascus, I believe, to Shechem. They stayed there a while, I believe, and then they came over to Egypt, and then they came back up to Hebron. There's some other travels that I don't think is shown here. That's the main route we're talking about. That's what happened along the and here's the one that you have in front of you. Okay. We all look like the same color here. This is what we're doing. That's not arrow. Here's a look at the general route Abraham travels. The yellow stars indicate the main cities here as he passes through from her to Calvary, and that's the thing through Palestine to Egypt and back to Palestine. You know, Hebron is where he died in Egypt once he died. So that's the entire travels. He has spiritual travels. Not just these physical travels. All right, here we go. Next figure Please, can you read that from where you're at?
I don't look at the camera. I'll give you it.
Okay.
Genesis 12 highlights. God calls Abraham. Next, God blessed and promised Christ. Abraham departs from Hebron. His journey to Canaan. He worships God in the promised land. Abraham is delivered by famine to Egypt. He presents Sarah as his sister.
Okay. This is the highlights pulled out of chapter 12. We don't have time to read the information. But that's the highlight. Okay, next one, please.
Genesis 13 highlights. A wealthy Abraham returns from Egypt. Sarah? Strong for Pharaoh. Abraham gives Lot his choice of land. Lot chooses to dwell in Sodom. God renews his promise to Abraham. Abraham goes to Oaks of
Mamre
in Hebron and builds an altar of worship.
Okay, that's chapter 13.
Genesis 14 highlights. Battle of the Kings takes place. Lot is taken prisoner. Abraham rescues Lot. Melchizedek blesses Abraham. Abraham restores the spoils of war to the king of Sodom.
Okay. Next reader, please. Is 15. Next in line is no one reading this for his and I haven't designated it.
Oh, here, where are we at?
I need a volunteer.
Oh.
Okay. 15.
Genesis 15 highlights God encourages Abraham. God promised the coming of Isaac. Abraham believed the Lord and was counted as righteousness. God promises Canaan to Abraham. Land promise is given. Genesis 16 highlights Sarah gives Hagar to Abraham or Abram. Hagar misbehaves towards Sarah. An angel commands Hagar to return. The promise of Ishmael is given.
Okay, a little bit on this one. Okay. Sarah gave Hagar to Abraham. Now, is that an act of faith or unfaith?
Unfaith.
You would think, because we have 2020 cycles. We need to say, why did she wait?
The only thing I wanted to say is that, you know, sometimes we mess up trying to fix things that God has already put in place.
Yeah.
He told them and he promised them that you're going to have a child.
Yeah.
She didn't want to wait.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, that's and then she got mad with it.
That's what happened. What really happened here? Let's get a little bit more meat on that. Hagar, who's the head for a second? Well, who actually was the first to put the instigator? The son, right? She got angry about it. And she goes to Abraham and says, okay, you got to do something about that lady. And her offspring. And what does Abraham tell us? Do it. She's yours. What if that's an act of faith? She's yours. Do what you want to do. Well, she goes out to the desert, and the angel commands Hagar to return after he's come to her rescue, getting water and her child. And then at that same time, there's a promise that's given to Ishmael. He'd be a part of me. Highlights of Genesis 17. Bless you, thank you. Somebody else back there. Chapter 18.
The Lord appears to Abraham. Sarah's unbelief is removed. God reveals Sodom's destruction, and Abraham being received from Sodom.
Okay, let's stop a minute. Give this piece of the room to the family. The Lord appeared to Abraham. Okay, but Sarah's unbelief is removed. How did Sarah demonstrate her unbelief? And then God reveals the coming destruction of Sodom. Okay? What happens then? Abraham intercedes for Sodom. Now, this tells you a lot about the character of Abraham. He loved people, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even these people that really were not lovable. Mm-hmm. He loved them enough that he would stand up for God. It's really interesting. Genesis 19. Anybody? This is why I have my choose
the things I do. Sodom is destroyed. Lot and his family is delivered. Because Lot's wife goes back for his son. Lot's sin.
Okay, let's talk about this. Sodom is destroyed. This is God's promise. Lot and his family is delivered. When they obey God and got out of there, they were supposed to be delivered. There's no exception. Right? And that's Lot's wife. This way, I look back at what we see.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if she just kind of kept over the shoulder. Like, you want to look that might have turned into Sodom. Anyway, you want a picture of looking back and saying, oh, I've lost so much. That's where I was really good. That's kind of what happened. But she looked back. She took the God punishment that she promised you. Okay, Lot sins and is disgraced. That one's arguable.
He did.
And again, I'm not going to put my Pharisee viewpoint, I'm not going to say the sin. Okay? The Lord is the one that judges that. But what the daughter did, I don't even think that's a much of a Pharisee viewpoint. Abraham sojourned at your ears. Sarah is taken by Abimelech. Okay? Abimelech rebukes Abraham. Okay, why did he rebuke Abraham? Sarah was a good woman. So Abraham got this is how you make faith. God's going to believe in the God. Anyway, he says, And he does what? Tells us. I guess it's how you look at Abraham. Okay. He tells a lie. What is a lie?
Well, actually, it wasn't a lie.
Okay, but I knew it though. When you point out that you played it when you guessed here.
Yeah, but that's one of the.
It's leading to say the least, I would say.
Yeah.
It was a lie, and then because you didn't say that to us. Yeah, it was a lie, it was an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, intention. And she was an individual that she was the daughter of they had the same father.
Okay.
Not the same mother, they had the same father.
They definitely had the same blood.
Same blood, yeah.
Okay, now we've got Abraham restores, I did look up restores there, which means he gives the form. What does he do in the meantime besides it? Maybe it's the next slide, please. Okay, anyway. Let's go down here. Isaac is born, okay? Sarah rejoices. Ishmael mocks, am I right? Yeah, okay. Ishmael mocks Isaac. Abimelech makes a covenant with Abraham. And what is covenant? You remember his covenant? He's going to let him go, and he's going to have say, he's going to have him. You don't beat me up, and I don't beat you up, kind of thing. And what else did he do? He was a very rich person. He left a very wealthy man.
Yeah.
Abraham commands sacrifice in chapter 22 of Isaac. And God's commandment is commanded Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Okay? Take back over.
Abraham is faithful and obedient. Another sacrifice is provided. Covenant with Abraham renewed. Son of Abraham's brother, Nahor.
So this guy,
this
man was the son of Abraham.
Okay. And Micah.
Sarah died in Hebron.
At the age of 127, Abraham meets with Hittites.
The Hittites
approaches Sarah's burial place. Sarah is buried in a cave at Cana near Hebron.
Okay. And there, Sarah is buried. 24.
Abraham directs servants to find life.
Isaac.
His servants traveled to Mesopotamia. He meets Rebecca,
Rebecca and her
relative. To marry.
Consent to marriage.
Meeting between Isaac and Rebecca marry.
That's a joyous meeting between Isaac and Rebecca, and I gave you your beginning of the flash. And it's they were very joyous to see each other. It was love at first sight.
That's true.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is pretty good. Glorious. Well, Isaac and Rebecca married. Genesis 25. Abraham, he's pretty old man. Real old years. But he marries Keturah, and they have children, many children, grandchildren, and they also populate the earth, sand in the sea, and stars in the sky, and those kids do that. For six sons to Abraham and Noah, Abraham and God blessed Isaac. And God bless Isaac, and Abraham dies at the age of 175. Isaac and Ishmael, they come together as brothers at the very age. That's a whirlwind tour of those twelve. Kind of get those thoughts in your mind. Let's go a little further from this point. I'll baptize that. Next week, we continue reading chapter 25, and that's all. Okay. Now, I have a puzzle, and you both check me out on how to do this, right? I would like for us to, and I'm trying to be a role player, I promise to role play. I would be, in my mind, an untaught person. Not to mention, when I'm talking about our friends in the world, we are amazed at people from all over the world who come in and ask us, what's this Bible? Really? You don't know what the Bible is? I had a guy from Iran came in to me, and he knew the characters, but he knew them from some of the characters from the writings of Iran. I had no idea about him or about anything from the universe. So, I want us to role play, me as being that gentleman, or some other gentleman, and I would like for you this week. Read those chapters, and think about what you will need to tell me about me. And then we'll get our heads together next week. We'll kind of, I need a flip chart. Do you have a run race board? I can write them all, but I need to a flip chart. We're going to write down our best ideas collection. Okay. What this person is talking about, God, and he's asking us about that. That's his general scenario. Tell me, how do you take some information? Now, if he's a Muslim, and we're not assuming that I'm a Muslim, okay? But if he's a Muslim, he knows Abraham is probably his relationship to the Christian. But if he's not, there's another group of folks, and the Hindu folks have come to us. They have general ideas. Some of them even say that the Christians are they believe in Christ and those kinds of things, and yet they don't love the story at all. Some of them are willing, this is to a worldview that we need to keep in mind what's going on with it. Some of them will say, especially the Hindu, any God, and add them to their collection, right? Mm-hmm. So they accept any. That's not necessarily what it. And so, maybe I'll think about what would be the best way to go, and that may have to do it. And I'm going to do my best to keep my thoughts and questions and actions, at least for a short period of time there, as to what I think would be the responses of a person who knows absolutely nothing about God. Okay? You know what we're going to try to do next week? The Lord's going to do it again. Okay, well, let's think about that. Be sure and just jot down the thing that you would tell an unbeliever or an unlearned. Let's say an unlearned. Jot down some things that you think is critical that we need to cover with them and giving them an overall explanation of later. That's a good exercise for us. We're going to put in the future. 2 minutes and I'll let you put the problem. I'll let you put the problem. He's an all-time magic veteran, so. But I'll tell you kind of what I did with this particular person at the end of the class as far as trying to do it. Let me tell you what happened in my life. And this is sort of even better than some of them that he had brought out. What are your thoughts about what we studied today? Did you see anything? I didn't know that was in the Bible, Kevin.
Honestly, I didn't remember the two sons burying Abraham. I mean, it's been a while since I read it.
Okay.
But it was a couple of things I got to say. All of them don't come right back to my mind right now. Yeah.
All right, there's a portion of that reading down the Bible for all of you. That's good. All of you, the question about the camera. That is one of the things that I really grasped. Anybody else? Anything else?
Thank you for your class.
Thank you.